closed and secretive culture with significant management and leadership problems. That was the verdict of an expert report on the Department of Justice. The Secretary General of the Department, Brian Purcell, will be stepping aside. But the report makes it clear that the problems within the department are deep-seated and that wide-ranging change is needed. John Mooney, security correspondent of the Sunday Times, joins us. John, does anything about this report surprise you?
Not really. A lot of these issues would have been known for more than a decade to anyone who had to deal with the Department of Justice. Indeed, it would come as a secret to no one. I think the report itself is quite startling in many ways. I thought one of the findings, which found that senior figures within the department had poor political antennae for spotting issues that would likely to have serious political repercussions. It really says a lot about the manner in which that department is run and the type of people who are running it.
And there seems to be a particular problem with the relationship between the department and the Gardaí.
Well, the report found that that relationship was one of deference, that the department basically had a kind of dysfunctional relationship with Garda headquarters. While it was supposed to oversee and hold Garda headquarters to account, it was deferential towards it, and that the actual report recommends that that whole process be changed, and that really the department should sort of use the Garda Act of 2005, which was introduced following the Morris Tribunal, to actually hold the guards to account, to make sure that they do their job and provide a public service.
Before we talk about Brian Purcell's position, it's worth a reminder, who is he and why has he been in the news over the past few months?
Well, Brian Purcell has been in the news for lots of different reasons. Brian Purcell was the man who travelled out to the former to the home of the former Garda Commissioner Martin Callanan in March to relay a message from the Taoiseach concerning the potential fallout of revelations that Gardaí had been recording conversations and telephone traffic into stations. He subsequently called Martin Callanan the morning after, allegedly departed information which would suggest that the Cabinet had no confidence in the former Commissioner, which prompted Martin Callanan's resignation. He has subsequently refused to comment on what happened at that meeting, as has Enda Kenny. And indeed, Brian Purcell appeared at Naroctus Committee and also refused to answer any questions in relation to this, which caused some consternation.
Now, he's leaving the Department of Justice, but he's not leaving the civil service.
Well, this is the most unusual thing, really, about this. Brian Purcell has, I suppose, asked that he be reassigned to other duties within the public within the civil service. That is, in itself, highly unusual, given the type of findings that are being outlined in this report, which has called into question the leadership of the Department of Justice, which he was in charge of. It is very difficult to see where he could be sent to work. And indeed, it is kind of in many ways hard to understand how he's not availing of early retirement. But the official position at the moment is that he is going to be reassigned to other duties within the civil service.
Brian Purcell is the third person to have lost his position, the others being Alan Shatter and Martin Callanan, as a result of the Garda whistleblower controversy. So where to from here?
Well, I think there are a number of different issues going to arise in the coming months. I think that the Commission of Inquiry, being led by the former Justice Niall Fennelly, will be a very interesting report, insofar that this will be the extent of the illegal recordings of telephone traffic into Garda stations. I think it is now beginning to emerge that some of the statements concerning that particular issue were very much overhyped. I think there is also the matter of the findings of the Guerin report. The government has yet to appoint a judge to oversee or member judiciary to oversee a commission of inquiry into that particular report.
This is the report that looked at how Garda whistleblowers were treated and how their information was treated.
Exactly. And that, indeed, many people would suggest that there are major problems with that report itself and the way it was conducted. And I believe there are a number of Garda will be kind of, I suppose, looked look, that have sought legal opinion and will be raising various issues about allegations made against them. So this is all yet to play. I think from the government's point of view, the Fennelly report will be very, very interesting. Again, there was a meeting of four people the night before Martin Callanan tendered his resignation. Amongst those was Enda Kenny, the Taoiseach. He too has refused to comment on what or discuss what happened on that night, which and the events which led to resignation of Martin Callanan. So I'm not so sure that these issues have gone away. I think they're going to trundle on for some time in the future.
John, thank you for joining us. John Mooney there of the Sunday Times.